Hello, welcome to another chat. Out and about again today. Not walking in the hills, so if you hear any wind noise, sorry about that. It's November the 9th, I think. It's Tuesday anyway, I'm pretty sure about that. One of the problems of kind of working on your own a lot is that it doesn't seem to kind of matter so much what day of the week it is. But anyway, my mind is elsewhere at the moment in Embervale, thinking about clues and suspects and so on. But we're out getting a break and a bit of fresh air, get the blood going to the brain, which is always good. A bit of thinking time as well, to a certain degree. Sometimes I come up with some good ideas as I'm marching about. Often though, I'm just kind of, taking my mind off the hook a bit and looking around at the leaves and the trees and stuff and, you know, watching Lottie trotting away and so on. I was going to mention something on the website, michaelcampling.com. I keep posting up the photos and people often say, in fact, they like them. It's one of the most common emails I get, actually. People say, oh, thanks for sharing the photos, really love the photos. And that's nice because, you know, I don't sort of travel out very far, especially these days. And I sometimes think nobody wants to see another picture of the countryside, you know, it's the same bit of countryside. I try and find different views and angles, but it changes throughout the seasons and so on, which is nice. But it's nice that some, you know, people are enjoying them, so I'll keep taking them and, you know, doing my best with them. But I had a really nice email the other day, and somebody said travel photos are so important all the time, but especially during the, you know, pandemic and lockdown times. And I thought, oh, that's a really nice thought. I hadn't quite thought of it. I guess because I'm not going very far, I didn't think of it as travel photos, but then they are, in the sense that they feature a destination. So it's that nice kind of thing where, you know, you look at something and think, look at that beautiful beach or that countryside or whatever, or that cliff or that lake, and you know, it looks great. Maybe I could go there one day. So I guess it's a bit like that. So, that's kind of spurred me on to keep taking them. So I often say, people email and I usually say, you know, thanks for all your support and encouragement and things, I appreciate it. Something along those lines, because that's just true. I mean, it's not that I'm trotting out a line. It's just, it's nice to get. As I say, you work on your own quite a lot when you're writing, and they're in quite a quiet location. It's not like there's a sort of a busy hum of the city going on around me or anything. Thank goodness, actually. The peace and the quiet. Because I can visit a city whenever I want to, but, nice to come home to the peace, isn't it? Whereas if you live there, I've lived in cities, and there's no getting away from it, is there? Well, unless you go out for the day, but then, anyway, I digress. It's really, really nice. So, you know, I try to reply to every email. I'm sometimes a bit slow, which is terrible. I always read them when they come in, read them straight away. But with phones and tablets and laptops and computers, I sometimes have to sit down and, you know, make sure I keep track of who I've replied to. Same with comments on the website, actually. I love seeing all those. There are other comment systems that I could use that might make it easier for me to manage. There's like the Discuss, whatever it's called. I could think about doing that, but then I don't know if it would be protected in the same way. At the moment, you have to be logged in. I don't want to keep it like that, because if people want to have a discussion with each other, I want them all to be members, so everyone's protected, rather than some spammy person. If anyone is silly, I mean, nobody has been, I'm sure they won't, but you never know. If somebody sneaks in, or some horrible bot, you know, gets into something and causes upset, I want to be able to switch people off. Say no more, thank you. If you do sign up, by the way, at michaelcampling.com, because you want to contribute and see everything, like you might get one featured photo or two in the email, but There might be, each week there might be half a dozen pictures, say. So, yeah, just make sure you watch out for the activation email. Again, I make people activate just to make sure it's a genuine email address. So you click on it, you get a little email saying, please click here to activate, sort of thing. You click that and then you're in. I don't ask any questions or anything and it's all free. It should all be very quick, but sometimes I think people don't see them. So I usually go through and activate them manually and hope for the best. As long as it looks like a legit email address, you know. Which they all have been so far. Okay, so it's a bit of a quick update on the writing. I'm still chugging away at this book, which I seem to have been just saying like a stuck record for a long time, but I thought I might try and say why it's taking me a while. This one, oh, there's a pheasant. What's that, Lottie? They're everywhere today. This is shooting season again, I think. I heard the guns going yesterday. So I suppose they breed these pheasants and let them out and then come and shoot them. I don't eat meat myself, so I'm not interested in that. But anyway, I won't comment any more on that. So the pheasants are everywhere, which Lottie gets very excited about because she's been bred for generations to sniff them out. And she can smell them and gets quite excited when they flap around noisily. Anyway. So yeah, this book is a bit more complex perhaps than some of the other ones, and in a different way. For some reason, perhaps because I've had this idea about bringing in a bit more of a police style element, I've got some investigations going on, not just Dan and Alan's case, which is a bit of a slow burner, this one. It's kind of building up gradually. But I think the reader will be entertained because there's a sense of lots of things going on, I hope. And I'll probably be thinking at first, what the hell is happening here? I can't keep track of all this, maybe. But yeah, it's okay. As long as I do and you're in safe hands, you can sit back and relax. And I will make sure it all ties together at the end because I've kind of got that worked out. Insofar as it goes, you know, I might change it as I go. I'm quite prone to doing that. Usually to try and make it better or more consistent. More coherent in some way. But yeah, I've got actually a couple of separate police cases going on at the same time, as well as Dan and Alan's case. And they do kind of link in various ways, but it does mean it's quite a bit of juggling. So I'm not quite sure I've landed myself in that pickle, other than that I quite like to make things complicated. Usually if something's simple, I manage to complicate it one way or another. So, must be the way my mind works. But I hope it'll be an enjoyable ride for people and I'll be able to sort of, you know, take it at face value and just go along with it and say, okay, I don't know what's happening yet, but we'll wait and see. It's a bit like in some of the mystery-type dramas that we might watch or listen to. Often things will happen and there's no explanation. And you can either sit there going, who's he? Why is he doing that? What's he doing there? What on earth is happening? Why have they suddenly brought this character in? Or you can sit back and think, well, I guess I'll explain it in the end. It all makes sense. Just been watching the second series of Guilt on the BBC service, iPlayer, because I quite enjoyed the first one. It's set in Scotland, kind of a mini-series. There was only about four episodes, I think, in this one. I enjoyed the first one, so I thought I'd watch this one. I can't remember much about the first one, but the second one is didn't seem quite as good to me, but it's okay. But it did that thing quite well. There were some really nice touches to it in that people would turn up and do things, and you think, who on earth's that? Why on earth is he doing, you know, he or she? What's going on there? And then it kind of got resolved later on. The thing that let it down a bit to me is that there was a lot of speechifying from characters. A lot of characters insisting on justifying themselves for some reason. But that's just me. And the rest of it, you know, I enjoyed. Plenty of nice acting and things in it. And those story elements to keep you guessing and then make sense. some quite nice bits that played with the viewer's expectations of what was going to happen. Which I won't say because it'll spoil it in case you decide to watch it. But there were things where you sort of thought something was going to happen and then a different thing happened. Or the thing happened, but to somebody else, that kind of thing. Which is quite nice. Oh, it's quite a nice touch. The same thing happened. I was watching an episode of Bosch last night and ploughing my way through that, as well as reading one of the books. And, there's a character and turned up and did something, no explanation. I kind of thought, just wait and see, it's bound to make sense. Yeah, and it did. And it was explained later, and then later on you found out what happened to that character within the same episode. But, a few people responded to my emails and saying, yeah, read the books, they're better than the TV series. That's always the case, isn't it, really? I think the books are always better on the whole. There are probably exceptions. There are exceptions where the CGI and stuff really gives you a different experience. Thinking of something like Lord of the Rings, where I love the films. And, people would hate me for saying it, but the books weren't entirely to my taste. I can applaud lots about them, but then I'm not a big fantasy reader. Not really my thing, fantasy. I don't know why, it just doesn't particularly appeal to me. So I've read some of them and lots of wonderful things to say about them, but it's just not really my thing. Whereas I love the films, just because of the scale of it all was so amazing. Interestingly, I also love the radio drama version the BBC did ages ago. And he's now Sir Ian Holm, if he's still on the go. He was Frodo in those. Really good, really good. That was before streaming. I listened to them all, as they were broadcast. So I had to be in the same place by a radio for 13 weeks or something. To sit down for an hour of Lord of the Rings, which was great. Really nice way of doing it. I think that's why Ian Holm is in in a couple of the films later, because I think that's a little reference to the BBC one. And also, if you listen to Andy Serkis's Gollum interpretation, I don't want to take anything away from that amazing performance, but it is very similar to the one done in the BBC a long time before. Probably because it was just so good. We figured, why mess with it? I mean, obviously he had to physically act as well, which brought a whole new dimension to it. But anyway. Not sure how I got onto talking about that, but that's the nature of these things. It's just a chat as if we were walking along. You know how it is when you're walking along with a friend and you end up talking about all kinds of rubbish. I was wondering actually whether those few of you who listen to this, whether you prefer me to do these out and about like this, or whether you preferred the one I did at home. I was able to control the sound a lot better last week, I noticed, and it was easier to listen to and easier to deal with for me. But something quite nice about doing it. You might even get the odd snippet of birdsong. There's a few chirping at the moment. Of course, Lottie gets to come along. Anyway, see what you think. It's the wind noise is a bit of a nuisance. I could try getting a lav mic, but I don't know. We'll see. Okay, we've kind of reached the end of this bit of field. So, seems I've been rabbiting away for almost a quarter of an hour. So, thank you very much to everyone listening. Big special thank you to everyone who supported me on the coffee.com website with sending me a mug of tea. I'll go home and have one in a minute and, lift a mug in your honour. That's wonderful. But also other great support is telling people about any books of mine you've enjoyed, sharing about them online or in person is always wonderful. Word of mouth recommendations are lovely. It's always lovely to have comments on the website. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance you've already joined the website. Maybe not. I don't know. It's worth doing, I think, just to kind of get all the photos and stuff. It doesn't add you to any mailing lists at all. I wanted to be quite clear about that. It certainly the way it is at the moment. unlikely to change because I want to keep everything separate. Because we all get too many emails, you know, I want people to have control over what they get and what they don't get. So you can listen to this without getting the newsletter, or you can get the newsletter and this and join the site. You can do each one individually. It's totally up to you. Okay. I better go and get Lottie home. She's sort of sat down, having a little rest. She thought, well, you're stood talking. I'm going to sit down because I'm getting old. Good girl. I might take a couple of snaps as well. It's rather not so bright light now, of course, as we're going into autumn pretty heavily here. Trees nicely turning. Not all of them yet, but there's some nice hints of gold around this year, which is lovely. Starting to litter all the lanes, sort of wading through leaves as we go along. It's getting slippery after the rain, but it's lovely to just wade through dry leaves, I think. Anyway, lovely talking to you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Let me know what you think about things, if there's anything you'd like me to talk about, any questions you have on any of my books or generally in writing or anything that you think I can comment on. That'd be great. And thanks again. So look after yourselves. Stay safe. Take care. All the best. And bye.